Are we living under flawed premises?
You may have chosen to read this book because of a particular issue that you're having with someone in your life, and we want you to know that the answers you are looking for are contained within the covers of this book. If you were to read the contents pages at the beginning of this book, you might even be able to pinpoint the specific relationship that you most want to address. And we understand how tempting it is to simply turn to those pages to find your answer. And if you were to do that, you would find your answer, and it would be the right answer. But if instead of doing that, you will systematically read through the pages of this book, or in this case, listen to the full recording, in the order that they are offered, then when you come to the section of the book that pertains to the relationship issue you are most interested in soothing, it's our promise to you the soothing will be greater, the solution will be much easier to understand, and your relationship issue will be more quickly reconciled. Whether you read or listen to this book in one sitting or over a period of several days, an important transformation will take place within you. Flawed premises that you've picked up along your physical trail will fall by the wayside one by one, and you will return to the understanding that is at the core of that which you are. And when that happens, not only will you begin to understand every current and past relationship, but the benefit that every relationship has given you will become immediately apparent to you. Without exception, the flawed premise or unstable footing that most people stand on is because they care more about what someone else is thinking about them than how they themselves are feeling. So over time, by interacting with many others who also want to feel better and who have trained those around them to offer behavior that does make them temporarily feel better, for example, don't please you, but instead please me, or don't you dare be selfish and satisfy yourself, instead please me, they have lost sight of their own guidance and have become further and further separated from who they are. And so, they feel worse and worse as time goes on, and so they come to incorrect conclusion after incorrect conclusion until they are completely lost. It seems logical that an exposing of those flawed premises would clear things up and put them back on their path of well-being. However, when you're standing in the middle of a flawed premise, focusing upon the results of it, you are usually so engulfed in the vibration of it, and therefore so actively attracting because of it, that you cannot see its inherent flaw. It does not feel false when your life continues to unfold in the way you believed it would. In order to discover or understand a false or flawed premise, you have to stand back far enough and reconnect with who you really are before you can see it. In other words, if you were to interact with an unkind, disconnected person who told you continually that you're not smart, at first you would take issue with the idea. The negative emotion that you would feel is because the words, you are not smart, are so contradictory to the true knowledge of your source. But if you were to hear this again and again, until you yourself began to believe and repeat the false premise, now your own activation of the contradictory vibration would interfere with your own sense of intelligence, and you would begin to attract evidence of your lack of intelligence, in effect proving the false premise to be true. It becomes increasingly hard for you to call this a false premise when the evidence seems to be telling you that it is true. Over time, you come to believe it is true. The good news in all of this is that whenever you know what you do not want, an equal and proportionate desire for what you do want erupts from you, and a rocket of desire shoots forward into your vibrational reality. In other words, the potential for a greatly improved experience is always born from an unwanted experience. And in time, whenever the resistance ceases, the improvement will come. We write this book so that you can allow your improvement sooner rather than later, or sooner rather than not in this lifetime. But in any event, future generations will benefit dramatically from the contrast your current generation is living. It is our desire to assist you in unraveling and releasing these erroneous, incorrect, unhelpful beliefs, to help you free yourself from the bondage of these false premises. We want you to remember who you really are and to stand in that fresh light, in that fresh place of attracting on all subjects. Most people who are in the midst of observing something unwanted in another person believe that if the unwanted condition were not there to be observed, they would not be observing it. Most people who are in the midst of observing something unwanted in another person believe that the discomfort that they are feeling is because of the unpleasant condition that is being offered by the other person, and that if the other person would no longer offer the unpleasant condition, then they, the ones observing, would feel better. Most people who are in the midst of observing something unwanted in another person believe that if they could control the behavior of the other through influence, persuasion, coercion, rules, laws, or threat of punishment, in the gaining control of unwanted situations, they would feel better. Most people believe that the control of conditions and of others is the key to feeling better. But that belief is the greatest flawed premise of all. The belief that if you could get all circumstances to change so that your observation of them would then feel good to you defies the laws of the universe, as well as your reason for being here. It was never your intention to control everything around you. It was your intention to control the direction of your thought. Throughout this book, we will identify a series of flawed premises that are at the heart of the confusion and distortion of your physical reality. It is our desire that as you make your way through the pages of this book, you will be able to release the flawed premises that contradict your broader knowing so that you can return to the natural state of allowing the well-being of your life to flow to you.